And stroke and heart disease, what is it? It's the hidden killer. Now let's start out with margarine, cooking oils. Who told you to use margarine instead of lard? Doctors. Here's what doctors want to do to stop heart disease. They're going to give cholesterol-lowering drugs to 8-year-olds now. Are you going to let doctors give your babies cholesterol-lowering medication? See, they just want to expand their market share. They want to get into them kids now. They figure they got all of you on the drugs. Now they want to start getting them to your babies. None of these kids will live to be 25 years of age. You're going to have to save these kids because, and I'll go to jail with you. We got to go back to the Civil Rights Day now. Okay, we're going to take busloads and picket these hospitals and these doctors and cardiologists because this is what they're doing. This came out of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the strongest guidelines ever given by the American Academy of Pediatrics. These guys are running amok. Do not give your kids Oreo cookies. See, in the early days, in the original time of the Oreo cookies, it was butter, heavy whipping cream, and lard in between those chocolate wafers. Today, it's margarine. Because the original icing in between those cookies would melt at room temperature, and the retailers didn't like that, getting into the paper bags, making the paper bags look oily and everything. People didn't like that. So they put margarine in there, which are synthetic trans fatty acids, the worst possible thing you can do for your arteries. It inflames them and gets them all plugged. So don't start your babies off with that. Now, how many of you, let's get serious here. We're all adults in here, right? I don't see any babies in here. We're all adults. How many of you watch TV after 10 o'clock at night? I mean, I live on TV when I'm on the road because I get done at 1 o'clock in the morning. I get back to my room, and I'm all jazzed. So for about 3 hours, I can't go to sleep, so I watch the news and all that kind of stuff. But every other ad's an ED ad, right, for erectile dysfunction. There's Bob selling Enzyte. And then there's Cialis, right? They're sitting in two different bathtubs waiting for the right moment. I mean, they are really stupid. You got to be in the same bathtub before there's a right moment. And then the granddaddy of them all, Viagra, of course. You know, your vision turns blue, you go blind, and but it's worth it, right? Well, this came out 20 years ago, 1999 or 1991. 1991, normal cholesterol in an 88-year-old man eats 25 eggs a day. Now, this was in the New England Journal of Medicine. So the doctors, this is a case study, right? So they asked this old dude, 88-year-old guy, why do you eat 25 eggs a day? And he says, it makes me feel more studly. It makes me feel like an 18-year-old boy. Why is that? Well, testosterone, right, is what makes things work for both men and women, by the way. Both men and women. Women have to make their own testosterone too, so 4 to 6 eggs a day for the ladies and 6 to 8 eggs a day for the boys. Minimum. You can have 25 if you want. Cause and effect. Well, when I go home, my wife, who's Chinese, gives me 40 eggs when I go home. My first breakfast will be 40 eggs. I have to tell you, they're quail eggs. They're the size of a grape. But I get 40, so it's good for, psychological. Okay. She's giving me a hint. She gives me 40 eggs, right? So cholesterol is a raw material to make testosterone for both men and women. So if you go on cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're in a cholesterol-restricted diet, there ain't nobody home anymore. Are you getting a picture here, folks? Yes. Let's talk about high blood pressure. High blood pressure. Do you learn more from the Time magazine than you do your doctor? High blood pressure is a simple mineral deficiency disease. It's not genetic. High blood pressure is not genetic. High blood pressure is not genetic. High blood pressure is not genetic. Now, the first thing that a farmer puts out for his livestock is a big salt block. And doctors will tell you falsely. Remember we talked about reflux? We talked about making stomach acid, right? prevent heartburn and reflux and all that kind of stuff, and also to prevent the cause of celiac disease and gluten intolerance. You have to have salt. Well, doctors lack proof. This is 1997. Doctors still lack proof that salt, too much salt, is unhealthful. The first thing a farmer puts out for his livestock is salt. There's nobody out in the pasture telling a cow she's limited to one lick a day, is there? I refuse to believe my human patients are dumber than a cow. And they say, well, Dr. Wallach, how do I know when it's too much salt? I say, well, Frank, that's easy. It'll just taste salty. This came out May of this year. Low sodium intake could be riskier than thought. That's because you can't make stomach acid anymore. They're finally, let's see, that's the U.S. experts take Belgian study with a grain of salt. In other words, American doctors don't want to believe the Belgian doctors. Well, what do they know? They're just Belgian doctors. Okay, this is where the rubber meets the road here. There we go. I just love those Russians. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Okay, this came out in February of 1999, Scientific American, very well-respected scientific journal, high blood pressure in African Americans. What they did was get Loyola University School of Medicine and Oxford University from London, England, together. They sent teams to Nigeria in 1999, early 1999 and late 1998. And they went to Nigeria to find, they wanted to find one guy in Africa who had normal genes for blood pressure. And they were going to make a vaccine out of that, come back to America and inject every black woman and man and baby and child and senior with this vaccine. And that was their goal, to eliminate high blood pressure with this vaccine. Well, they get to Nigeria. And they start out with just single blood pressure, sending all these teams out in the woods and the forest. People had no contact with the city and pollution and everything. They're shocked to find out that only 7% of the people in Nigeria have high blood pressure. 93% were normal. They go back to Chicago and Oxford, England. And they started doing DNA tests, and they found large populations of people who had originated, their families had originated during the old slave trading days from Nigeria and Western Africa. And they did simple blood pressure on them, and 33% of them in the United States and England had high blood pressure, 33%. So you know immediately, just from that data alone, that it's not genetic. Because if it was genetic, it could be 7% and 7%, or 33% and 33%, because your position on Earth doesn't affect how a genetic disease manifests itself, right? So they didn't like that, so they went to the laboratory, and they had gone through all this data and redoing the blood tests and everything. Well, 6 years later, in January 2005, they came out with the basic information. This was published in the British Medical Journal, which is their equivalent of the Journal of the American Medical Association, okay? This is the British Medical Journal, all right? Came out in January 2005. And what they said was this, and this is from that Nigerian study. Here's what they said. High blood pressure in blacks, not genetic. Now, this is 7 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. Raise your hand if your medical doctor called you all up excited and sent you emails and all excited. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not genetic. Come in here. We'll give you the almighty 90, the 90 for life. We'll get rid of your high blood pressure. Anybody get that email or call from their doctor? I don't see any hands going up. You must fire every one of your doctors. Fire them! Don't let them get away with that, because you know how many of your people died in the last 5 years from high blood pressure unnecessarily? Do you think they didn't read that? They read it, and it's criminal because they didn't do anything about it. Don't let them off the hook! Well, there's an herb that will lower blood pressure. It won't solve the mineral deficiency, but it's a safe way to lower blood pressure without drugs that lower blood pressure with deathly side effects, right? It's called chocolate. Hooah! The Journal of the American Medical Association, August of 2003, they said dark chocolate lowers blood pressure. It's the flavanols in dark chocolate, not Candy Kisses, not Three Musketeers bars. We're talking not milk chocolate, it's got to be dark chocolate, right? Okay? Because the flavanols go away when you do what's called dutching the chocolate, when you take the bitterness away by dutching the chocolate. And it's a very interesting story how all that happened. That's also in the book, Energy Crisis. But at any rate, This substance, these flavanols in dark chocolate, are now considered to be the third category of vitamins. Up until this was discovered, they thought there was only two categories of vitamins. When you read my book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, which came out in 1994, I said that the flavanols are a third category of vitamins back in 1994. They're just saying it 10 years later, okay? And that's because of all the autopsies I'd done, right, and read all the clinical records. So look at their prescription programs. And The first category of vitamins, which was in fact the first category of vitamins, is water soluble. The B vitamins, vitamin C, then the fat soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, and now the flavanols, okay, was the third category of vitamins. So when that came out in 2003, we came out with a liquid dark chocolate called Cocogevity. We also have another one called TLC, True Liquid Chocolate. And either one of those work. They're both liquids. And the beauty of them is I like to add them to my JavaFit coffee, my premium roast coffee. So I have my own cafe. What is it? Mocha Cafe. It costs you just a couple of bucks instead of $8. Instead of, you know, Howard Schultz place. Remember, you want to be the coffee baron and baronesses yourself. So you add Cocogevity or True Liquid Chocolate to the JavaFit Premium Roast Coffee, or if you want to use diet coffee, add it to the diet coffee. You want to use energy coffee. I mean, we have all those kind of things. Triple Treat Chocolate. Each piece has 16,936 ORAC points. That's a measurement of antioxidant power. Two of them gives you 33,872 ORAC points. That number will mean something to you in a minute. Each piece is the size of a pat of butter. It's glycemic friendly, so diabetics can have it. It's gluten-free, so even people who have gluten intolerances who can't eat other desserts can have this Triple Treat Chocolate. Okay, cancer has been the biggest failure of all. The war on cancer is a bust. $30 billion war on cancer is a bust. This came out in 1997. Researchers suggest putting emphasis on prevention. They've pretty much given up on curing you by treatment. And they're not shy about taking the money. 97% of the time, chemotherapy fails. This was written up just 2 years ago in the